shouting, ain't gonna be having fun.
Amen. Help us, preacher. Amen.
And young people, when them young people got saved in my first church, young, my daughter's one of them, you couldn't give them another Bible. You couldn't keep them out of church.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't keep them off the front seat. You couldn't keep that Bible away from them. They tore it up and down. They love the Word of God. If you don't have a love for the Word of God, you don't have a love for Jesus. Because the Word of God is Jesus. It is Jesus. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. I just kept flipping and flipping and flipping. I sort of wanted to carry on with this morning. But I think 17 is the right one right now. And I'll read there. And I want to pick up, well, seeing how I'm not very good at all these big long words or names. And now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica. There was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his manner was, went into them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. Boy, it's a blessing. You heard him a while ago just telling you about Jesus, your preacher did. And some of them believed, and some consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out of the temple. And when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren into the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come thither to us, to hither also." And let me back up, and I'll just pull those two things out there when I back up. I want you to look at verse 5, because that's where I want to, and I'll just give you three things here in a minute. Verse 5. Men of B, baser sorts. B, men of B, sorts. Men of baser sorts. Men of baser sorts. I want to preach on how to form a mob. How to form a mob. Men of baser sorts. And we don't go into the town that sit in a rough roar. We don't go into the cities to set it in an uproar. We go into the city to turn it upside down.
Amen. Amen.
We want to turn the city upside down. How do you turn a city upside down? He preached unto them Jesus.
Amen.
He preached the gospel to them.
Right. One way.
And all this generation needs is the gospel. Right. Quit worrying about the government. Quit worrying about other places. Quit worrying about all those things and where you're hurting a lot. Get concerned about somebody that needs Jesus.
Amen.
They got to Christ. But it's very easy to form a mob. I know who's got them under control, buddy.
Amen, preacher.
And where do I keep them under control? Right there.
That's it. That's
where
it.
Where do I keep them under control? Right there.
Amen.
Pray for them in authority. Pray for them in authority. Pray for them in authority. You want to learn how to pray? So get on up. We'll preach on prayer out of the book of James. I run that rabbit right there, I never get done all this. And prayer, men, prayer. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be. I don't want to be. I'm not trying to hurt anybody, okay? I'm not trying to hurt you. Praying of the women is, and you've got the stink out of the eye, Brother Harvey. You're looking at me like this. You got the stink out of the eye. It's pitiful.
God help us. That's right, preacher.
Amen.
You say you're uprooted. It's pitiful everywhere. Most places they won't even have a prayer room now. Most women won't even go in the prayer room. They don't have a prayer room. Back when I was a boy, that prayer room was roar, buddy. It'd be packed out. Them old timers would come out of our crying. Them old redheads, they'd come out of our crying. And they'd go up to the altar. They'd come upstairs with men down in the bottom praying. And they'd start singing, "Brethren, we have met to worship. And the door of the Lord our God, will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word?"
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
You got 17 preachers, young boys. Now there's some old wet blankets sitting there. You haven't been all Baptist churches. They've been sitting right there and you've been coming by and they say, "We can hear you down there praying. You don't have to pray for that." I said, "God's a little deaf. I had to make sure he heard me. Amen. Gotta make sure God heard me, you know." You say, "Then I beat that seat to death. Man, I'd be in that corner of that prayer room and that old tin seat, and I'd be a praying like, oh, I'm a praying and hitting that seat and going on like that." And they said, "What's wrong with you? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
You always got a wet blanket. You know, he can't hear it. You don't have to pray so loud. He God ain't deaf, you know.
He just stopped me. No, it made me worse.
I guarantee you.
Prayer. That prayer time's got you like that, you know. So it gets you like that.
That's it. Yes, sir.
It'll get you that way. You know, it'll get you that way.
Amen. Amen.
I wonder what happened if he got you that way.
Amen.
Amen.
He's got almost. I'm not getting. Listen, you know I love. Don't you know I love you? You know.
Amen.
You know I like. You know, I think she's sitting there. You couldn't shut her up on that. The way that time she came to church, she had to testify. And then, "Oh, is that all you ever done?" You know, but then, you know, we can get up and talk about how good the Lord is. And I know that's the youngest of
being saved. And when you first get saved, man, you just can't tell nobody nothing. It just can't be quiet about it. It goes on, and you know, and you just keep on going to some of them that would not surrender to do that. They'll start criticizing you. Now get tired of hearing you. Why don't you get in the fight, amen? Start shouting, amen. And maybe a little peace in the church. There'll be so many of us, you have to find a place to rejoice. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, sister. Amen. 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 Let's
admit it. Let's admit it. Let's be clear. Let's be honest with God. I don't even like to preach on prayer because I'm backslid on prayer. I don't pray like I used to pray. I don't pray. My prayer life has been shattered since I had to call the God about my daughter's going to die. God, don't let my daughter die. God, don't let my daughter die.
So I sat on that porch now at 2 o'clock in the morning. Look at it. I thought I used to be able to pray. Well, I'm getting on prayer, really.
Yeah.
Not be all of which the direction I need to go, but
men, and this is a word that we've been going around men as we fellowship, the word ignorant. Have we not been where you all at? You're one of them.
The other's right there.
Yeah.
We've been throwing this word about they've been ignorant. People being ignorant. You know? How to form a father. And number one thing on about an ignorant person is he's ignorant of the word of God.
Verse 11. These, it's the ones in Berea. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
You want me to give you a little statement? If it's new, it's not true. If it's true, it's not new.
Amen. That's good.
Same word you got today, right in your hands, the same word all down these thousands, 2,000 years, that Bible hadn't changed. The translation was dead. The revelation of it was in the IAD, right? When John the Baptist, somewhere around there, you know that not of me. That all the rest of us there, when they came into the scriptures, and those scriptures that we can study on Bible interpretation, Bible scripture, Bible translation, all the inspiration, and everything. I ain't getting to that. You don't need that tonight. I just want to tell you one thing. That same word that was right there was the same word you got in your head. Same Bible you got in your head is what they had 2,000 years ago.
Amen, preacher.
Who's got the problem? We have.
Amen.
Same word. Ain't no different. Same, you believe that, don't you? Do believe in the inspiration of scriptures and preservation of evil. All that, you know, that's what we studied every day. Understand? That book that you're reading right now, was translated or was inspiredly written back in those days. And the same thing that they wrote down, the revelation, all the epistles, everything else, is what you're reading.
That's it. Right. Amen.
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 You get all that, what you're reading.
Amen.
Quit putting it on the time. Quit putting it one or two words, big long words, but most of them as simple as it can be. Now I'm back for love this morning. You start talking to your kids. And you read over there exactly what it said. You know, I read some things out there about being subject to your parents and obeying your parents. Husband, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husband. You know, children, obey your parents. I just don't understand the word of God. It's so complicated. It's got so much. I just can't get up. I can't read it, but I can't. What part of that can't you understand? Husband, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husband. Children, obey your husband. What? Hey, what's so hard about that?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
What's so difficult about that? You just won't do it.
That's what's difficult about it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, brother.
I wish I had happiness. Now I wish I had a good home. Now I wish this stress would get off me. I wish this thing would get, but we don't fuss and argue so much. Anyway, can I tell you these days? I believe I've done told you all about that sign. I am not going to get away with the sign. I'm hospital. We got a sign down in that hospital. You go in there. We will not tolerate any aggressive, all aggressive behavior will not be tolerated. All aggressive behavior will not be tolerated. Now, I went up that little nurse, you know, you can't speak to the kids to get them nowadays, they don't go home.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Relax, run. If it's funny, you like it, doesn't it?
Son.
There's one of my witnesses too. You do witness every day, don't you? You do tell somebody about the Lord every day. You say, I don't see nobody. Hello? You get out that door and go somewhere. You do see somebody. You ought to be on your heart to tell them about the Lord. Oh, Brother Samson. Oh! Oh! You know, and somewhere or another, she remembered being witnessing to her back a long time ago. And I'm preaching to you now, I witness. When you start witnessing, be real wise. Don't jump on them. Don't beat them up. Don't go around.
Amen, preacher. That's right.
You start talking to them. I got this one man, a good soul man. I said, Brother Jerry, I'll set them up and you take them there. Okay, well, I mean, I'll get them to listen and come over to me. No, Brother Jerry, start talking about Jesus. You know, it's an unheeded passion, but you've got to get them listening to me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You got to get them coming over. You got to show them that you really care. You know, and as you speak to them, you know, they perceive whether or not you're even married to a big bad preacher that you want to say everybody to Jesus. Amen. You ain't going to get them there, buddy, unless you tell them about the Lord and the Holy Ghost. Right spirit and a concern for their heart and desire to see them come to the Lord. If you don't care about their soul, don't start talking to them. Amen. But if you start caring about their soul, then that's a good evidence you're saved. I said, when you start telling people about Jesus, that shows that you're saved.
the sign. No aggression.
That little girl. This is what I'm telling you.
That's right.
The little girl. The young man. And I'm talking to her before, you know, when I come in there. She come running over. Hey, how you doing? I didn't run her off the first time I talked to her. Understand? I couldn't get nowhere with her the first time I talked to her, you know. And she'd been gone for a while. I come in there and sit down. She loved her. And she said, wait. She said, how you been doing? She said, well, I'm going to college. I'm going to the wrong state. And those of us don't know what to do. And she said, I'm only a nurse. What do you all think? There's an actress career stuff all the time. Probably hear that. Where's your little career? What's your little career?
Amen.
That's all we hear about. Career. I'm going to teach you that here. Hold on. You've been employed by them and they're teaching you how to keep the customer happy. You know, the customer's out there on, you're not supposed to say, you must keep having to tell them, you know. You don't tell me that way, keep having to just ask me what I want and I'll come up there and get it and then you give it to me and I'll go on down the road.
That's right. Amen.
And most of all, you won't find, that's where I lost my daughter. I lost the daughter that got the cancer and died. I lost her. Kentucky Fried Chicken to that manager was wicked as a whoreman.
God help.
They're full of whoremongers.
God help.
Go in there and listen. Go back in the kitchen and listen.
Tell it, preacher.
Right.
Watch them. And you know what you're doing? You know, I don't need y'all here. We ain't got enough here to really get hold of. And if you got. And what you better not do, Mama, that little girl said, I need a car, I need the money, I need all this, and I need that. What you need to do is learn how to make biscuits. That's what you need to learn how to do.
That's right.
You need to learn how to cook.
Right.
Change the diet.
Right.
Get in the fight with your brother. You know? Then you get in trouble, Mama says, you wait till Pat gets home, boy. Because you know who Pat was as my dad. Guess what? He was the head of the home.
Right.
He was the head of
it. Yeah, boy.
You know what that mama was? Well, I don't mean that dude too.
get you to see where the joy is. I cannot take these young people to find out, and I'm trying to get it real simple with you. The enjoyment of life and see good days that skew evil. Enjoy, you can enjoy life, 2 Peter 2. You can enjoy life, love life. You can love life and see good days. You can love life. You don't have to be despaired. You don't have to run around down. You don't have to wonder what's going to take place. What in the world would you have your brother Harvey? Sit down. I'm the next psychiatrist you're going to meet. And you're going to sit down with me as a psychiatrist. And you're ready. And you sit down with a psychiatrist.
Our funny thing is in this
she knows that hurt too good. She said, Dad, I tell her, now, Buff, yes, Dad, now, she, you let me down, I ain't got nobody to bring up an illustration, I don't know how to know, Dad. And she said, you let me down, I don't have nobody to look to. Shaking my hand like that. I'm 75 years old. You been trying to kill me. Go, you can let's go back. Let's go back a long time when I was young. Then I might do it. But now I can handle it. Just know that I used to do it. I could have done it then, but I can't do it. I probably couldn't look at that little girl, that little boy coming down here after me all the time. You know? That's where I'm struggling. That's where many men are struggling. And they get together. And I'm not trying to be mean about this thing, but you feel your burden ought to be with your own church and your own people and your own city, your own children, your own families, and everything else.
Amen.
Their troubles and everything that's going on. And I'm not against foreign missions. That brought one that's on my heart the most is one that's in the Ukraine. His name is Richard Mayer. Do you know Richard
Mayer?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't heard nothing since he went back, but he went back to get the gospel out during that whole mission. I ain't heard nothing from him since then. And if you want to know what's happening in these countries, those missionaries do know what happened. And it's also happening in that country. It's also in other places. There's a Smyrna. There's a church. There's other places in Smyrna. There's a Philadelphia. There's the Open Door Church. There's Pergamos, the church
that's
there.
Right.
But Satan has got it. But there's a Laodicea church. It's rich in priestly good and not needed nothing. No, you're miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Repent, he said. Be zealous, therefore, and repent, amen. Get all red hot for God. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Amen.
Come on to us now. You've got to plead. We got plenty. The Lord stands at the door on the church and he's knocking. And what's he do? What's he want to come in for? There's sup with you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He wants to come in and sup with you. To sit with you. He's knocking on the door. It's a miracle. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, some old black preacher says it, any man, you know. I used to preach a lot of them black people. Amen, you know. Come on now, you know. Come on now. So they'll be in there when you're preaching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, man.
Amen. Oh, you'll be on some subject. Oh, you're getting, sir. Oh,
There's an ignorance of the Word of God. There is an ignorance of the Word of God.
That's right. That's right, bro.
Is it not? And where do you learn the Word of God at? Who's to teach you the Word of God? Pastors, teachers, evangelists. I believe that's the only two offices, don't you? Yes. Evangelists, pastors, teachers, prophecies. Edify the body. Paul said, you thought I was here to destroy you. He must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, boy.
They said, he's here to destroy us. He said, but I'm here to edify you. To build you up.
Amen.
In the faith.
Amen.
To build you up in the faith.
Amen.
Don't it get you? Don't it bother you when you see another church and they got their kids up there and they got all kinds of instruments, they got bands over there, and all those kids, and many of them down there playing those instruments, you know. Whole gangs of beautiful music and everything.
Yeah.
And we can't even get one to come to church and sing a song or play a piano.
Tell it, brother. Amen.
Right.
We can't get our kids to perfect their talents. Every one of the kids in my family, every one of them have migrated to piano players. You know what I mean? Melissa at the Tabernacle. And then off of Melissa came my granddaughter. Jessica, she now plays for Liberty, and she's also teaching the music in a Christian school, and that's from she's my granddaughter. But then at the end of that, I got a grandson. He can outplay them all on piano. He acts just like that boy. Where's that boy at? I thought I was going to get to preach to him tonight. Where's your boyfriend at? Amen. I'm going to preach to him. He go out and act like a preacher or something. My goodness gracious. But you know I'm here telling you to neglect all that stuff and get in here with me and help me out. Amen. So, what's wrong with it? Why can't we have? What's wrong with our kids?
Yeah. Amen.
Do you work on your children to be a piano player or be something in the church? Then he got me. You take him at home. And I'd go into my sister's house, and Melissa's just 12 years old. And I'd walk in there, and she'd be back there on that piano. 12 years, man, she could play it. And she'd run up to me and say, hey, Uncle Donnie, let me show you what I learned today. I mean, as a little kid.
Yeah.
And she'd take me there. It wouldn't be nothing, chopping junk and stuff. She'd be singing, she would be out of music of gospel. Clean, religious music, godly music. And she knew about Bach. And she knew about the other. She knew about the high church. She knew about the instrument music. She studied music and see what it was. She just didn't come up with that. She proved the fact of what God's music will be. The songs of God. God put a song in her heart. That song will glorify God. It will honor Him. It will worship Him.
Amen.
It won't make you. It won't take you. It's not to glorify you. It's not to make everybody think how good you can say it. It's to glorify
Amen.
You.
Praise
it's to raise
you.
Up your voice
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Listen to me, young ladies. My children, our grandchildren, wouldn't even sing the song unless they prayed over it.
That's good, brother.
They come to church with a song that they prayed over.
Listen,
Brother Jones would sit out there and he would, and I'm not against asking, he'd say, Lisa, come and sing. You ladies come and sing. They would be ready to sing. I'm just telling you, John, how it is, Brother John. And I've never seen such a bunch nowadays.
That's right.
You see, there's just one or two of us, girls and young people in here.
something for him just get so fired with God so much that that song just be so much. But if we just had one.
Yeah.
Or two. It'd be all right if you just get excited one time and miss a line. You know what I mean?
That's all right.
You can throw us off if you wanted to. You
know? That's right.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
There's an ignorance of the Word of God, but then I believe I'm on the good on what I'm on right now. Then you also need to see. In verse 21, there was ignorance of worship, and that's where I'm at right now. Mm. Verse 23, oh, there's so much in there to preach on. Oh, yeah. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with inscriptions to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship him. Ignorant worship.
Told you about all that bunch of charismatics and everything else. Ignorance of worship. I don't know how to teach you this, but it's got to be the work of the right words and also the right melody. They say, well, piano's not a string guitar. Yes, it is. Get behind there. There's chords and strums. Strums up and down. Well, that thing gets those chords, get those strings.
Oh, yes.
Right. Oh, you need to know this. The generation back, we were taught this. There'll be hundreds of us. We were taught this. But that old preacher in the pulpit that didn't know much, all he knew how was to get on the mountain and get to praying. Call God of heaven down on the church and then get down in his Bible and start reading that Bible. And that Bible would teach him about God through the Holy Ghost. I would give him the understanding through the Bible, like common truth, you better get it out of the Bible.
Amen.
You better get it by the Holy Ghost. You better let Him teach you.
Amen. Amen.
And then when you start getting it out of the Bible, your preacher get up here on Sunday night or on Wednesday night. We're in a Bible study. Son, you'll be ready. You'll want to hear what it says. You'll thank God that they're teaching of the Word of God. He'll be up here and give you out. What the thing about it is, he just knows too much. You want to pray God to take some of that and can it for a while, because he puts out so much, you're about to kill you. Amen. He got so much. He knows so much, you know. So I just love it when he acts crazy. I just love it when he starts jumping up you. When he starts to run around and starts to preach it this way and just letting her roll. You don't know too much. Just know a lot. I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't ask you to tell me something. You ask of it. It would start talking to you and start listening to you.
But there's one thing that gets him all the time. He has this crazy thing. He wants me to come and preach to you.
He's about the only one I got left. Ignorant of the Word of God. If it's new, it's not true.
Amen. Amen.
If it's true, it's not new.
Amen.
For the Word was once delivered unto the people. Jew. Once
right.
Delivered. Then if the ignorant worship, stay there for a while and I'll get done. Not only were they ignorant of the Word of God, this is a mob now. How do you form a mob? They're ignorant. Yeah, man, of baser souls. They're ignorant of the Word of God. Your understanding of the political realm and what you see that's going wrong in the political forces, everything you say is right. Well, I mean, what we know of it, I mean, what we see of it. But how much of that word do you know? Does your children see you sitting in the kitchen, that Bible open on the kitchen table? Daddy's in there reading that word. There's a bunch of boys that are in there. We just come in. You come in at dark. You go to bed. You ain't out gallivanting. That's no sugar. Gallivanting around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Daddy, me and I are reading, old brother. My mama's in there suffering from asthma. Couldn't hardly breathe. You know, she lived 80-something years old. Had asthma all her life. Daddy being there reading the Bible, he'll say, "Listen, Jesse." Her name was Jesse. Yes, man. She tried to get a little rest. Listen, he's reading the Bible now. He gets up with it and he starts walking around the kitchen. Listen, Jesse, you know, he just reading the Bible. Listen, Jesse, he's a pacing back and forth, reading his Bible. Listen, Jesse. You come in the house, you sit up at the table. You didn't eat till he prayed. And you didn't come in with a ball cap on.
Right.
You took your hat off when you come in the house.
Amen.
They go to church like that now. Yeah. There's nothing about wearing a ball cap in the church. You couldn't even wear it in the house. You didn't wear a hat in the house.
Right.
You just came. I don't know. They said you didn't wear a hat in the house.
Right.
Most of them wear their hats now. Then they have them going this way. Turn them around. You know why they got it that way, don't you? They don't know which way they're going.
Right.
They ain't figured out which way they're going.
You say, that's pretty strict, ain't it? No, it ain't.
Amen.
You didn't eat till he prayed. Ignorant of word, they're ignorant of worship, they were ignorant of the world. You look down there, and then you get in the area of the politics and all that. Their ignorance of the world, the creation of Adam and all that, the ignorance of the world. The understanding of the world and the ignorance of the world. When the pastor will get into and say, we're going to, next month or something, we're going to take the book of the Revelation. We're going to look at what the world's at and where it's at through the prophecy and through the work of the Revelation. And we're going to study it. And that is predominant right now. Most churches are going to churches that are preaching prophecy all the time. And most of those prophecy is ignorant. Caused the people to get in a riot. It caused the people to rebel. Jeremiah talks about that prophet taught them to rebel. I remember what his name is, Jeremiah 23. He taught them to rebel. And Jeremiah wrote to Daniel. And Daniel was reading Jeremiah 70 weeks. And he understood by the 70 weeks by reading Daniel's book. But in that text where he said they taught them to rebel, You know what Jeremiah told them to do in Jerusalem? You know what Jeremiah told them to do while they were in captivity for 70 years? And they were in captivity for 70 years. What Jeremiah said they don't know to them? He said the Hebrew interpretation of barefooted babies and biscuits. And so what is the Hebrew interpretation? He said, build ye houses. Bear your heritage. Beg for holiness. That's build your house. That's get your home, boy. Get out of bed and start building your house. Yeah. You know, build your house. Build it, dwell in it. Then he said, bear the heritage. The only way you're going to change America is if you get your children to God and raise them up to know the Lord and know what's right. They will be the salt of the earth. You spoke to me now, brother. Then he said, beg. That's what you do over in Timothy. Beg for the peace of this world. There'll be no peace until Jesus comes back in the Revelation. What the peace that you need right now is a peace in your heart. Therefore, be justified by faith. You have peace with God. What do you have peace with God about? You have peace from the wrath of God that's going to come on this whole world. Where is your wrath of God been taking place in your life? I've been to Calvary. Up in the Calvary. God took his wrath out of your sin on the Son of God. He got his wrath on him. So amen. You don't have to suffer the wrath of God.
Amen.
Praise God. What are you looking for? You're looking for the rapture. You're not looking for a white horse.
Right.
Yeah.
We're looking for the rapture.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Therefore, comfort one another, these words. Now would not you have be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are saved? Be ignorant, brethren. Ignorant, brethren. They don't have no hope. You got hope tonight. I'm finishing, I reckon. I lie to you. I'm finishing. They don't, that person that's not saved, and they put that person in the grave, brother, they don't have no hope for them. They have no hope. But I got hope, amen. When the Lord comes back, my sister's not buried. Just day yesterday, or Saturday, well, that's yesterday, wasn't it? And as we buried her, I buried my daughter not long ago. I buried my mom and daddy. I buried two or three of my family this next 2 years. I buried
Peterson. We buried Baron Atkins. We raised some of the men that I ran with. We buried them. But hallelujah, one day I was going down that road, one of you being, and this little old voice over COVID that says, "We'll see you soon." They're talking about reopening, you know, on these marquees and a lot of places back a year or so ago. Well, she's been dead 3 years now. And look at it. I come down here right after she died, and COVID just getting strong in. And I looked at some signs and said, "We'll see you soon" on those marquees. That meant they're going to open back up. I'm going down there in this fresh. My daughter hadn't been dead long. All of a sudden, now it wasn't no voice, audible voice. But this little voice, it was inaudible.
Yeah.
It wasn't audible. I didn't hear it. I just knew it was. And I don't know, it just could be my thoughts. You know, you got to study in that area about thoughts and how God works and all that. I don't think you can hear the voices. I just don't think that God will ever speak. Anybody speaks to you now, it'll be the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Do His work.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You start hearing voices. I've got a preacher calling me right now. So I haven't heard him speak yet. He said, "Brother Harvey, I can't sleep tonight. I'm hearing voices. I'm hearing a voice, Brother Harvey. Please help me, Brother Harvey. I can't sleep tonight. I'm hearing what he was here. I just got through with him. I'm like, hey, he's calling out. He said, "You help me so much, Brother Harvey." He said, "I wish you heard. Get back up here. I'm hearing voices, Brother Harvey. Please, I'm hearing voices." But I was driving down through there, and I'm trying to quit. All of a sudden, this sweet little sound comes through my mind and says, I'll see you soon, Dad.
Baby.
What a hope. How are you going to get through these things when all this happens to you? How are you going to get through when you bury your own friend, when you bury your own best friend, and you got somebody you love so dear and somebody so close to you? They're dead, and you hurt and age, my brother. It hurts, you know. We're getting up in age, brother. You do, we're getting up in age. Just getting close to the grave, and I don't worry. I ain't going to let that bother. They don't sit fearing about it. When you come time to die, God will be there. But we believe that. When you come time to die, God will be there. God will be there to take you through the valley of the shadow of death. God will be there, young people. God will be there. What you're young right now, live, amen. Live for God. Live. You want to live right? Live for Jesus. If you want to have a happy life, live for Jesus. Live with Him.
Amen.
Live
in
the Lord. He'll never fail you. It's been a long time since I hit your hand.
The ignorance to the work of prophecy in the world.
But how do you form a mob? A mob. Men of baser sorts. Ignorant of the Word of God. Ignorant of how to worship. And ignorant of the things that take place in the world.
You got nothing but a mob. You say, "How can I get wise?" Get on your knees and open your ears when this preacher preaches to you.
Come in sitting ready to hear the Word of God. Bring your Bibles with you. If you hadn't been turning that Bible up, you already figured out what kind of life you. Y'all not be the only one sitting in that seat, I bet. Or real soon get that. My daughter's about your age. Read that book. Not between you and her. You know, you want her to listen to mom. You messed up this morning. That was her day. You heard her. He looked young, didn't he? acts like he does. And we say, praise God. Hallelujah. Love that book.
Amen, preacher.
A mob, them out there right now, brother, ain't nothing but mobs. We need to turn the town upside down, not get it in an uproar.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Turn it upside down with the gospel. Right. Get them to Christ, it'll change them. Change everything, or it change your home, changes your church. Very few left, but you shouldn't fuss to me, but fuss to God because you're born me today. He did, you put me right there, man, not subject of his time. But the thing about it, he said, you're subject to where you're at, what you're at, your time. No less of God than you.
Mm-hmm.
No less of God. Are you ignorant of the word of God? Let me sit down and talk to you for a little while. I'll find it. Are you ignorant of how to worship Him? The Spirit and the truth? Are you ignorant of the world? You need to study that down there. Right? What's transpiring, taking place all the time, you see in the news? Better know what that Bible is about to say about it. Because you read to see, you get in place and start talking for things that you know don't even know it's wrong. You start voting for things that you don't know to vote for.
Mm.
So, I don't like to eat late. That food was awful good. Somebody had learned how to make biscuits around here. So I'm going to go in here and eat them yet. I see where you're at. Your seats are empty. How many people you got sick? How many people are weary? You know? And you say, well, Brother Harvey, you came in the town. We're in a real hard time. I have people who are sick, you know? If you just brought me up here to have a meeting, just give Brother Harvey something to preach, just don't tell me, okay?
Help us, brother, yeah.
Well, I said, brother preacher, I'm sick of those preachers. If that preacher doesn't want to come and help his people, I wouldn't have. He's just coming to have a place to preach. I hope to pray that. And the reason I have this kind of liberty to preach like I'm preaching, I didn't come just to be here. And if I don't want to be mean or anything else, but if I don't come to help your church, put me in my car, I'll go back home.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
That's I don't exactly. want to, I'll make every moment count. And I told God, I said to God, I've been preaching 45 years. I've seen souls saved. I've seen churches revived. I've seen people walk down. I've seen them come and I said, God, let me get back where I was.
Amen.
Back when those first days. So what am I here? I'd like to see God do something today, tonight, tomorrow. I come to see that God might do something. I don't know what it is, but by the grace of God, I've not been easy. I've been pushing at you tonight. I've been preaching on you. I've been preaching to you. Wake up. Come on. It's here for God. Quit playing. It's a serious thing. It's a hard thing. It's a trying thing. It's a burden thing. It's a prayer thing. It's a place of you getting that book. It's a place that you pray here today. It's a place you offer to ask people. Seen it here before. We've seen it in one night in Oak County. Six got saved here one night. Remember that night?
Yeah.
And that was a gang of them. Where are they at now? The trials got hard after that.
Some of them didn't get it. Amen.
And I'm not trying to be mean and everything, friend, but fellas, young brother John, I ain't got time for that stuff. And I'm not going out to preach I'm not coming out to preach meetings. I never did. When I went to a place, I was asked to come. I never went to any place that I was not asked to come to preach. I told that to Tony Hudson. If you want me to come, call me.
Amen.
So he must have really wanted me to come, but he ain't never come. They're going to break my heart. There's a lot of meetings. So, I don't need to give you these things. That ain't for your business. It's all mine. Are you ignorant of the Word of God tonight? How often do you get in that Bible? You have meditations in the morning. Time to get alone with God. Hold on, young lady. I'm coming your way again. Okay, hold on.
Amen.
Well, she called me a lot. She called me one morning. She said, "Dad, I just got through with my devotion and everything. I prayed. I went down the hallway. Said the Holy Ghost said you didn't pray." And I went back to my prayer place where she did her devotion every morning. She said, "Dad, it was the greatest time I had in my life." I went in there. She said, "I didn't good talk. I told you I didn't pray that he come in." She said, I prayed until my heart broke, until his presence started. They used to say, "You need to pray till you pray." And they don't learn how to pray. Pray till you pray. So the reason I picked on you, she ain't all that old. You know, she's young. Well, it would be a great thing if you had about 5 or 6 year old girls that really did in the prayer room and y'all called God down in all your prayers just because of teenage girls. You can't get me in to go pray with you. You just might as well face it. They don't even like to hear you preach. It don't stir their hearts. They carry a Bible around, but it don't mean nothing. Oh, yes. Here he goes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As he'll be walking around there. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sure would make the devil mad if right in the middle of all this, Victory Baptist Church got revival.
Amen. Amen.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes, sir.
Starts with a little bit.
Amen. That's right.
Now, tomorrow, I'll be another person. Don't look for me. I'm going to be around a bunch of preachers, so I'm going to find a place to hide. I'm going to be right behind you. But I don't know these preachers up here, so I'm pretty safe. I don't know many of them up here. And I'm not coming to be long, but I didn't come to just play.
I believe that, bro.
And you just don't pray and just make your little prayer and go. You got to stay at it sometimes. You ladies got a prayer room?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'll seek God for the 3 or 4 days? I ain't. The prayers go up. The power comes down. The saints go out. And the sinners come in. He's famous for that all the time.
Yes.
It'd probably be an hour at least. He never preached less than an hour. And most of the time he was standing up.
Yeah, boy.
You didn't even get to sit down.
Yeah.
But my choir was full of lost people. Full of people that were lost. Old brother, you don't be able to God save you. You couldn't preach enough to them.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to do that. Can I do that? How many would pray at least 15 minutes tomorrow for these meetings? Would you hold your hand up? Hallelujah. At least 15 minutes. You could be going down the road in your car now.
That's right. That's right.
You can be anywhere. Just start praying and say, God, help us tomorrow night. You can be in the kitchen. You can be somewhere. Anywhere you're at, and just start praying. And if you've got a devotional time where you sit with God and you read your Bible, you can take 15 minutes. Yeah, I sure
that's right.
And what do you want? You want him to touch your church. I pray that God touch me and God will touch him. And if he gets all tore up and he gets in here and starts preaching, it won't bother me. If some of them come in here and say, we didn't come to hear you, brother. We come to hear Brother Harvey, you know. Tell that booger to get back out the door. You know, you don't want him here anyway. He'll just grieve God, you know what I mean? If he didn't come here to hear you, and man, if you're going to start preaching, you come through the door, start preaching. Hallelujah, man. It ought to be so much preaching. Them preachers didn't get up and say, amen. Go ahead, John. Go ahead, Joe. If he shuts up too long, that preacher's got something to say. Amen. He got something to testify and say, amen. Amen. We need God, Brother John. We need God.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
You know? And what will you be? It'll be long about being there, and it won't be boring either. You won't want to leave.
Amen. Amen.
Is that right? You've been in it, ain't you?
You think I'm wrong by trying to get it done again?
No, sir. Amen. Amen.
So, you going to pray 15 minutes tomorrow? Then we come in here tomorrow night, and I'll have to surely cut it down for a little bit because I'm in front of all these preachers. Can he not preach 30 minutes? I can in a fellowship, but it's just hard for me to do it when I come to a man who wants to preach a meeting. Time for 30 minutes and shut up. Counting means, you know, it's 30 minutes, you get time limit and everything else. It'd be terrible if tomorrow in that fellowship, one of them just gets so full of God.
Yes, sir, amen.
You know?
Amen.
So let me pray. It's the only way to stop me. She didn't hold that Bible up one time tonight. I didn't get too many examples. I wasn't too many experiences tonight. We're laying the axe to the root tonight. It wasn't new experiences tonight. Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for these people. Thank you for letting us come and be here. And you know all the evidences of things that were done in the funeral yesterday, Lord, in such soberness, in such place to speak to my grandkids and other young people in that congregation. Well, you gave me opportunity again to preach to the young people there at home. Now, I'm sorry, I hated that to be at a funeral, God. In the matter of trying to speak to them about their souls, not in the matter of where we're preaching tonight. And as I spoke to them there, and I told them as I was, you know, God, and maybe through this praying or talking, these can hear where I left the pulpit and went down in the congregation and looked at my family and my grandkids and all the rest of them and said, you better know where you pass from death unto life. You better know, kids, the day that Jesus come into your heart. And I praise you for this meeting and the needs that's all here. And it's everywhere, sickness and disasters and discouragement and deadliness and killing and anger and fighting and kids in confusion, addled around, walking around, not knowing what they need. So may you make this meeting a place of refuge and maybe a place of revival. And I'll give you the praise. Thank you for letting me come. Thank you for their listening. And it wasn't easy tonight, Lord. It was easy to preach, but it wasn't easy to take what I've been saying. So help us in this day. And if we have a good night's rest, Lord, we'll thank you for it. Prutch, our brother, was talking about his breathing in there tonight. And then others that we know that need prayer. And surely all these that are in the mission field, in lands that are torn apart with all the troubles they have there. But, oh God, the need of our own place, the need of our own families and our homes. Help us to get burdened again. May there be tears on the altar. And I'll praise you, even in my own place, God. I pray. Amen.